the toppling of the Assad government benefit ISIS?
That would be directly to the benefit of ISIS.
Look, I'm not going to speculate about what would or what wouldn't benefit Daesh. I mean, to some degree, and the Secretary's talked about this, there's a symbiosis between the Assad regime and Daesh, and he said that many, many times. It is through Assad's brutality that Daesh has been able to fester and grow into some into ungoverned spaces. And one of the things that we've talked about routinely, although we haven't said it, we haven't talked about it recently, is we understand that while the future of Syria cannot include Bashar al-Assad, as we work through the this political process to a transitional governing body, we recognize that some institutions of government, for instance, the security forces, in some form or fashion, has got to stay intact, so that there isn't a complete collapse of an appropriate governing infrastructure inside the country as we work through this very difficult transitional process.
If the Syrian government were to just immediately fall, what would happen to Syrian Christians? What would happen to Syrian Alawites?
Look, I'm not going to engage in hypotheticals about a situation that we're actually obviously trying to avoid. It isn't about the fall of the regime. We are trying to get to a transitional process of governance that preserves even some of the existing infrastructure going forward, but that at the end of that process gets us to a government that is put in place by the Syrian people, with their voices being heard, and it doesn't include Bashar al-Assad.